the Balls cash machine.
We've given away hundreds of thousands of euro across the Go Loud network of stations. For your chance to win, tune in to Off the Ball Breakfast weekdays from 7:30 on the Off the Ball app, and we'll give you the all important cash amount.
Oh my God.
Off the Ball Rugby.
Budweiser is the official beer partner of the Aer Lingus College Football Classic, and Budweiser is offering fans the opportunity to win a money can't buy experience for game day with tickets to the best seats in the house. For more information, fans can visit budweiser.ie or at bud_Ireland on Instagram for more. But I am delighted to be joined now by Ireland Rugby 7 star Stacey Flood. Stacey, the excitement is building. It's 11 days away now from Ireland's first game at the Olympics. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. We're just in tours now at our pre-Olympic training camp. So focusing on getting a good training block in before the games and getting our performances right and our tactics right to lead into the game. So yeah, it's exciting and it's really nice here. Facilities are lovely. It's where the men's 15s did their pre-World Cup camp. So everything's already set up for us.
Brilliant. Yeah, I remember so much talk about tours when the men's team were there, obviously for the World Cup, and how nice of a place it was, the facilities, all of those things. And I'm sure that really matters when you're building up to such a big event as such as an Olympics.
Yeah, look, we're so lucky to have the opportunity to come here, and our training facilities at home in Abbottstown, our HPC, is top quality as well. So having that when you go away, pretty similar setup, we're really lucky, and it's kind of come seamlessly and for the lead in. So it's so much easier when everything around you is kind of set up and ready for you to come in and just work away and do what you're here to do.
And what is the weather like?
It's been a little bit overcast. Hopefully the sun comes out a bit more, but it's been warm. It's been warm. So it's still a bit hot weather training and just a bit hotter than Ireland anyway, I'd say.
Have you did much training to acclimatise to the hotter conditions?
Yeah, look, we've been playing on the series all year, and the World Series is played in like all hot locations, and we just finished up in Madrid and on the World Series there, so that was extremely hot, and Singapore was before that, which was extremely hot. So we're pretty lucky in that regard, and we do heat chamber training as well and altitude training, which we're lucky to have access to in Sport Ireland. So yeah, we've been doing bits to just get ourselves prepped for the weather and get them extra few 1%ers in as well.
And what is the buzz now amongst the camp? Is there a mix of, I'm sure, real excitement? Is there nerves in there too?
Yeah, 100%. I think excitement is really, really good, and nerves are a good thing as well. If people weren't nervous going to the Olympics, I'd be nervous for them. But yeah, I think we're all really excited, and I think we're extremely lucky as a group to have each other, to be able to talk about those nerves or excitement or fears or what that we're all looking forward to, and doing check-ins with each other, because we are all in a similar boat, and hopefully we can just keep going forward in the boat and get to where we need to go. Yeah.
And for you, I know this wasn't always the dream. Like, you started out playing GAA and made that transition over. Is it a moment of like a little bit surreal now that this is happening, that you're going to be at an Olympics?
Yeah, I think when we qualified, it was a whole year away. So like, we really, it was a relief to nearly qualify and then have so much time. And then like at the start of this year, I was like, oh, there's so many tournaments, like it's going to drag in, like we're never going to get there. So it was kind of like something, obviously you're focused on in the moment, but it was always something that was so far down the line that then when the team got announced and it was kit day, I was like, this does not feel real. Like, I was like, this is just an outer body experience. Like, the day of our kit day, our families came and there was like presentations and stuff. And then I went home and I remember I just crashed. Like, I was so tired because I was like, I just never thought this day would come where we're getting our kit to go to the Olympics. And it was just incredibly special for our team. And I think having our families there was such a nice thing. And then going and getting on the plane and coming here, I'm like, It does feel a bit different than normal, like going to camp and going to series. So yeah, it's finally come around and it is a bit surreal, and you're trying to stay in the moment and not look too far forward so you can take it all in and really try your best to perform in training and try your best to enjoy each other's companies and just be here with each other. Because it's really important to not blink because it'll pass you by. So just making sure that we're enjoying our time together, enjoying our time here, because it is one of those scrapbook memories that you'll have forever, and you want to be able to remember it. You don't want to be remembering just stressing out or getting so nervous that you just sat in your room. Like, you want to be here remembering the good times with the girls, because that's what you will remember. Your teammates and the journey has all came on together. So we're extremely lucky to have the group we have, and it does feel very surreal, but it's nice to have each other to lean on in that regard.
Yeah, that's such a good point. Like, you have to enjoy the journey or it can just pass you by. And it's such a massive moment in your careers. Like, when you got the call, or how did it happen that you heard that you made the squad, for people that might not know?
So we all had it was on one of our down days, so we'd training off and we all had time allocated slots, so you could choose whether you wanted a phone call or you wanted to come in, just for people if they're traveling and they didn't want the journey home, or if they wanted to be with family straight after and stuff like that. So I actually decided to go out to HPC, and I brought my sister with me. She was in the car the whole time. Just so I had someone to either cry or smile with. That's to say I was going to the Olympics, so you had someone to kind of be there with you and support you emotionally. And then we just got called in, and you had like a 10-minute allocated time to be told. So yeah, it was nice because everyone wasn't kind of waiting around. It was your time then, and you were gone. So that everyone could have their own kind of space, which is really nice, to sit in their feelings.
Wherever the destination, your fitness journey begins with you. From the first step to the final push, support every step with Complete Protein. Check out the new Danone Get Pro range of high-protein dairy snacks. Get Pro's range of delicious products include high-protein yogurts, mousses, puddings, and drinks. The most delicious way to follow a workout and support every step of your fitness journey this year. Available nationwide. Pick up Get Pro in store today. Get Pro contains protein which contributes to the maintenance and growth of muscle mass. Complete Protein can be found in all dairy products. Enjoy as part of a balanced diet and healthy lifestyle.
Ah, that championship weekend energy. Whether you're watching the hurling or catching up on life, get 33% off your electricity and night rates for the whole weekend when you switch to the Mighty Weekender Smart Plan from Bord Gáis Energy. See boardgoshenergy.ie. Estimated annual bill of €1,257. New customers get discount off unit rates for 12 months with paperless bills and direct debit. Night rate applies from 11 p.m. on Friday to 8 a.m. on Monday. See boardgoshenergy.ie for EAB, prices and T's and C's.
And what has this meant to your family? Obviously, they've seen everything you've been through to get to this point. It must mean a hell of a lot to them.
Yeah, I've never actually really asked them. Like, I just know that they're so proud, and they've seen like the journey we've been on as a squad, and me personally as well. Because it hasn't been easy, like for anyone, especially with COVID in there, as well. Like, having the series like shut down for a year or two. So we didn't really know if it would ever be a possibility after failing to qualify twice. So having them all there when we did qualify in Toulouse was really, really special. And I think our families, everyone's families, has been on this journey for however long you've been in the program, and they all feel so much what we feel, and they support us through it all. Like, I think they go through just as much hardship and emotion as we do. And then they've to deal with our emotions, whether in good or bad form. So it's a credit to them, but yeah, I think my family are extremely proud, and I think they're proud. My mom and dad are so proud of all of their kids, and I think to have someone who's gone to the Olympics in the family is so special. And yeah, hopefully we can just do them proud, because that's what we want to do.
You get serious brownie points now. You're the one going to the
Yeah, I'm not going to say I'm anyone's favorite or anything,
Olympics.
but
Yeah. Amazing. And one thing that always strikes me about this team is just how close knit you are, like on and off the field. Like we obviously saw with Lucy Mulhall's wedding, like a lot of these were bridesmaids, and it just seems that you're so close, and that transitions then onto the pitch.
Yeah, 100%. Like Amy Lee and Lucy are two girls who I've been in the program with from day one since I've came in, and they've been through the similar ups and downs as I have, not qualifying twice and finally qualifying. So having two of them on the journey with me is so special. Me and Lee were Lucy's bridesmaids last year, and we're actually Lee's bridesmaids this year.
Oh,
The two
brilliant.
of us. So I think that's like speaks a lot for us as a like our little trio, but everyone else as well. Like we're like, it's like having younger, like I'm the youngest of six, but I know that these girls are my younger sisters. I'm one of the older ones, but like I treat them as if they are my family. Like if they called me up in the middle of the night and need anything, like we'd be there for each other. And I know everyone feels the same on the team. And yeah, we do fight like sisters. But at the end of the day, it's your family, so you're never actually going to stay fighting. Which is really special about our team. But yeah, having that closeness off the field really, really transfers on the field because you work hard for each other. Like you'll never give up on your family, and I think that's the kind of mentality we have, and we're quite lucky in that regard that it is Irish. Like we're so Irish. And like everyone's your neighbor, everyone's your family. Like but it's so such a cliche to say, but we are the best of friends, and everyone has each other to lean on no matter who we are on the team. And I think that's really special. Like I don't even know how to explain it in words because I just love them all, and they're just great people. And I think that's what's really important, that everyone is a good person and wants it for each other, and it's not just about you as an individual, but it is about the team and what we can do as a team.
Yeah, that's so important to have, I would imagine, in such a successful team. And I think one of the stories that struck everyone was Ashley Orchard, like returning to training in February, 7 months after giving birth to her baby, Arabella. And I think it just said a lot about the sport, about women in sport. It was such a good message. And now to see her going to the Olympics, it's incredible.
Yeah, and like her journey didn't just start there. Like she's been a day one of the sevens program. Like she was in the program before me, Lucy and Lee. Like she went to a World Cup in, I think it was 2012 or 2013. Some of us weren't even playing rugby then. Like, and I think to see her journey, like she had such a battle with injury pre-COVID, and she was nearly on the cusp of retiring through injury, and she got back for that tournament, for that development tournament in Dubai 1 year, and she ended up finding out she was pregnant a few weeks after that, just as she was about to come back in before. And look, Arabella is the best child. Like she comes on tour with us, and she's around the team a lot. Like she's in trainings and stuff, and she's such a joy to have around because it's such a great distraction from trainings, and sometimes you're overthinking things. But if you're with a baby, all you're thinking about is the baby and trying to keep the baby happy and the baby entertained. So having her around on her down days and stuff is so good, and she's the happiest baby ever. And for Baxter to come back, like sorry, Ashley Orchard, we call her Baxter. For Baxter to come back after that and show people that, oh look, you're not down and out if you have a baby. Like this is actually such a thing you can do. Like she's going to an Olympics, like with the team. And I think it's such a great pathway to have paved in the Irish program because it's the first time it has been done. And hopefully that if people do want to leave the program, have a baby and come back, that is an option. And she's made it so much more seen. So I think we're really lucky, and we're really lucky to have her around the squad with all her knowledge and experience. And I think it's great to have Arabella around as well. Hopefully she's in an Irish jersey one day.
Exactly. And like Ashley was saying that she was like a bit anxious about bringing the baby into, the camps and all of that. Like I thought you'd be nervous about it all and how all the players are going to react. Are they okay with this? And it was great that the IRFU set it up that she could do this because I'm sure it maybe wouldn't have been possible for her to then to play if she wasn't
Yeah.
allowed.
Yeah, 100%. Like, she's so well supported and they've supported her so well. And I think that, like, Arabella having 14 more aunties now is really good as well. But yeah, no, it has been great.
Amazing. And just a little bit on your own journey, Stacey, for people that might not know, like you came into rugby a little bit later.
Yeah, I was 16, 17 when I first started. So I was pretty latecomer. Now all the girls are starting when they're really young, which is incredible to see. So my journey, I used to play GAA and football down in Ringsend for Clannagh and Cambridge there. So I was lucky that I had a lot of sports clubs around available to me, but rugby just wasn't one of them at the time. And my older sister Kim, who is capped for sevens and 15s also, picked up a rugby ball and started playing, and I was like, no, not for me, not for me. And then she finally convinced me that it'd be a good way to stay fit over the summer when GAA was off season, and I got contracted then when I was 18 and haven't looked back since.
Amazing. Unbelievable. Did you always think that you would go into another sport, or do you think at the time were you like hell bent on playing for Dublin?
Hellbent, just wanted to play for Dublin, just wanted to play in Croke Park, was my dream. Like, I didn't see any other thing that I would have done in life. Yeah, I still want to play in Croke Park, but I think the Stade de France will do me justice.
Do you talk about that in the squad of playing in like the likes of the Stade de France, like these stadiums? I know you're well used to it, obviously, but do you talk about these occasions and how there will be a lot of support there? All of that, do you mention that to embrace it, I suppose?
Yeah, look, we obviously have to, we do speak about that as squad, and try to look as far ahead into it as we can when we can, and then try to stay present after that. So if we're having those type of sessions with our sports psychologists, we do speak about it, so that we don't get a bit shell-shocked. So Siobhan McArdle in the RFU has been working with the squad on things like that, and we're extremely lucky to have her as a person who we work with. But yeah, we have looked forward into it so we don't get that kind of shell shock. But a rugby pitch is a rugby pitch at the end of the day. And if you can go out and perform and do everything we've been doing in training and bring it onto the field, like, hopefully that's what's going to stand to us when we get there. And hopefully the outside noise and stuff like that won't keep us too preoccupied and distract us a lot, because we have spoke about that. And as a team, I think we're quite resilient, and hopefully we can just do the job on the field and get performances in after a good training block this week.
Well, you play Great Britain Sunday, July 28 at 2:30 p.m. So, what can you expect from them?
Yeah, look, we've had a good few battles with them throughout the year as well. So I think it is going to be really good, and hopefully we've done our work going into that game to come out with a good performance and feel good after that game. But yeah, I think focusing on ourselves and training this week is really important going into that first game, and hopefully getting a good start will be what's on the cards for us.
Absolutely. And then you follow that up against South Africa then. So another team that is a very physical, fast, pacey team.
We've played them a very few times this year as well. So hopefully we can just go game by game and build ourselves into the competition a bit and not look too far forward and focus one game at a time and not get ahead of ourselves a lot. But no, we're looking forward to playing in Stade de France and against the opposition. I feel like you have to respect everyone, and sevens is such a game of turning tables that anything can happen. So knowing that we need to go out and be really focused and present and prepared and together, that we can go out and get performances in for ourselves. Yeah.
And are your friends and family coming over?
Yeah, so I'm one of six kids in my family. I'm the youngest. So all my brothers and sisters are coming over. My mum and dad. My dad recently just got a hip replacement, but timed it so that he would be off crutches in time for the Olympics.
Wow.
I know, he's honestly, he's just giving me palpitations that one.
That's all
Because
you
he came
need.
home. Yeah, he came home from Madrid, had his surgery booked 2 days after, and then is hopefully going to be off crutches for Paris. He had it all planned out anyway,
Wow.
but He's a madman. Yeah, no, extremely lucky that all my family are going to come over and my friends and my partner and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. It
Super
must be such
excited.
a massive part of their lives as well, like traveling around literally the world, because the Sevens games
Yeah.
takes you around the world. Like, it must be a massive part of their lives now.
Yeah, 100%. Like, my mom and dad pre-COVID wouldn't have come to many other than the European stops on the series. And now them and my sister pretty much follow us around a hell of a lot. And they come to Dubai. My sister came to Singapore, Madrid. They all came to Madrid. But they've all booked for next year as well. So hopefully I'm
Wow.
still playing.
Yeah. No pressure now, Stacey.
Yeah, I know. They're gas. They know the support from the families is crazy good. Like Eve Higgins, mom and dad, Iris and Bernard. I'm pretty sure they have only missed, if missed, I think they've missed one series legs this year,
Jeez.
which was Hong Kong. And I think they came to every single other one, I'm pretty sure. But we have support everywhere we go, and we're extremely lucky to have that. And obviously you have traveling Irish fans, but you also have Irish people who are in the countries and who always come out and support us. So yeah, it's great.
And what are you looking forward to most? Like, what is in your mind most? Is it running out onto the field? Is it getting the first ball? What is it you're looking forward to most?
The Irish people seeing sevens. I think it's not an accessible sport to watch all the time, playing in different time zones. So showing Irish people what our team can do and hopefully getting them performances in to go inspire some more people to come and play sevens and put their hand up like the soccer girls have, like the runners, the 400-meter runners have. Because I think it's such a big opportunity to do that, but also just being present with the girls and enjoying each other's companies on the journey we are on, because once the book is closed, like the chapter's over. And I think all the chapters leading into the last one are really important, and it's all the little bits you'll remember, not just the end thing. So just enjoying my time with the girls, and it won't last forever, so hopefully just having a good tournament and having a good time off and times together. So that's what we'll remember when we're older, isn't it?
Oh, amazing, Stacey. So well said. Right. Well, I'm buzzing after that. Well, thank you so much for your time, Stacey, and the very best of luck. Can't wait to follow along.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
Thanks a lot.
Off the ball, rugby.